I want to just correct a little information that we had on air last week. This is regards to the changes to the temporary foreign worker program. Globe and Mail article, I was under the impression and had it on good authority that it was just for Atlantic Canadian fisheries. It turns out, though, that the seasonal worker restrictions and something that the federal government's put in place as a temporary measure actually does apply to the Bow Valley and the ability for local businesses to hire temporary foreign workers on a seasonal basis.
For 6 months, there was a cap on the number that businesses could bring in, and what has been changed is that cap.
This is something of a controversial topic because people are like, why do we need to bring in these workers from other countries to work in these jobs when we have all these Canadians to do it? And here in the Bow Valley, local businesses are like, what Canadians? Where? Can you send them our way? Definitely anticipating some staff shortages here this summer. It's somewhat welcome news. I don't know if it totally addresses all the concerns that people have had. In fact, there are still some hurdles, I understand, that businesses have to go through.
The process to apply for temporary foreign worker permits is quite extensive, and it's expensive. It's $1,000, I think, per person.
Is that an increase over what it was before?
It is an increase. Okay. And so that's still kind of a prohibitive cost if you're a small business. It is for only 6 month workers. And this is an announcement we're getting at the end of March. I don't think that's enough turnaround for businesses to fully utilize this change for this summer season.
That's true.